looking at how the United States has imposed tariffs on certain imports, which it has framed as a retaliation for uncompetitive trade practices, especially by China, which has in turn warned of a possible trade war. So to sort of contrast the two opinions on this, America versus China, first we'll have a clip from state-owned Voice of America News, quote, steel and is typed out aluminum, but I'm going to say aluminium, tariffs spur hot debate.
I've never heard of Voice of America. This is my first
Haven't
time.
You heard of it, Lachlan?
No.
We don't know anything.
I'm just a dunce, an ignorant fool.
It's been around since like the 40s.
Well, here's Voice of America anyway.
U.S. President Donald Trump signed off on tariffs for steel and aluminum imports last week in the name of national security.
We want to build our ships. We want to build our planes. We want to build our military equipment with steel, with aluminum from our country.
By citing a national security need, Trump is bypassing Congress to impose the tariffs. On VOA's Plugged In with Greta Van Susteren, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross noted that the definition of security in the law is broad.
It specifically includes factors like effect on employment, includes factors like the continued health of a critical industry, includes a lot of things that a layperson wouldn't normally think was national security. But you've heard some of our national security advisors and our Department of Defense say over and over, economic security is national security.
Ross argues the tariffs could boost jobs and growth in steel and aluminum, while having limited effect on U.S. industries that depend on the metals. Many congressional Republicans disagree.
There is a lot of concern among Republican senators that this could sort of metastasize into a larger trade war, and many of our members are discussing with the administration just how broad, how sweeping this might be. And there's a high level of concern about interfering with what appears to be an economy that's taking off.
Canada and Mexico, which get close to 90% of U.S. steel exports, are currently exempted from the tariffs, but Europe and Asia are not. Congressman Mike Bost argues China needs to reduce production to level the playing field.
Let's look at what they're really doing. They're producing over half the steel, and they're spreading it throughout the nation, and then the nations, and those nations are then pushing into our markets.
Economist Jacob von Kirkgaard disagrees with the unilateral action.
I think the problem is that there is a multilateral track run through the OECD to try to reduce Chinese overcapacity. It is true that it has been slow. I will be the first to admit to that. But it is a multilateral approach to it, and I think it has the best chance of succeeding.
U.S.-made products like Harley-Davidson motorcycles are targeted for tariff retaliation by the European Union. But Ross thinks the impact will be minimal. For Joan DeLuca, I'm Miguel Amaya, VOA News.
Next, we have a segment called The Watcher, which is a bit of a sort of odd name, but we'll continue. And it stars business consultant Robert Lawrence Kuhn from Voice of America's rough equivalent, China Global Television News.
I'm Robert Lawrence Kuhn, and here's what I'm watching. The U.S. imposing punitive tariffs on $50 to $60 billion in annual imports from China, and thus a looming trade war between China and the U.S. The U.S. says it is moving to counter what it calls China's economic aggression. China's Ministry of Commerce said China does not want to fight a trade war, but it is absolutely not afraid of a trade war. China-U.S. trade is a critical link in global trade. Global trade should benefit everyone. A trade war benefits no one. Most American economists and business executives reject sweeping tariffs targeting China, disagreeing vehemently with President Trump. Simply put, said U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Thomas Donohue, tariffs are damaging taxes on American consumers who would have to pay higher prices. Tariffs could lead to a destructive trade war that would harm U.S. economic growth and job creation. Moreover, tariffs prop up old industries and impede the industrial transformation the U.S. needs to create the new economy. At the same time, these same American experts and leaders broadly condemn the negative economic impact of China's industrial policies and unfair trade practices. Frankly, on getting tough with China, I have not seen such consensus on both ends of the American political spectrum. A storm seems brewing. The seas of China-U.S. relations do not look calm. China argues that China's balance of payment surplus is the product of the high savings rate Chinese consumers and the high consumption rate of American consumers, and the fact that Chinese workers earn less than American workers. And anyway, that part of the trade balances come from American companies operating in China. The U.S. argues that China's markets are unfair, not open to U.S. products the way U.S. markets are open to Chinese products, and that Chinese government support of Chinese enterprises with below market rate loans and preferential government procurements constitute prohibited subsidies, and that China has for decades pursued a strategy of unfairly acquiring U.S. intellectual property. China will have to respond strongly, but hopefully respond in a way that signals a ratcheting down, not up, of tensions. Tariffs are a mistake, but the underlying problem is real. Tariffs won't work, but other measures must. Premier Li Keqiang listed further steps of opening up that China is going to take, covering services, manufacturing, and products. And he encouraged U.S. businesses to seize these opportunities. Premier also stressed that a large trade deficit is not what China goes after, and he called for the U.S. to relax restrictions of high-tech exports. My point is this. China-U.S. trade is complicated. The two economies are inextricably interconnected, and simplistic answers are misguided. Policymakers on both sides should understand the other side's positions. Can they? I'm keeping watch. I'm Robert Lawrence Kuhn.
That was Nobody Wants a Trade War from Chinese state-owned broadcaster CGTN. All right, time for the analysis. First, I'll open it up to the other two.
Exciting time.
Well, I'm just this Voice of America thing. So what is it, like a propaganda thing?
Yes. I shouldn't say yes, but yeah. It was started in the 40s with the Cold War to sort of push the American way. And it's interesting how, because back then, a big part of that was free trade, which, of course, now, because Trump's in office, they have to argue a more protectionist worldview because he's in charge, he calls the shots. Which is interesting now that, on the other hand, you've got the People's Republic of China employing a former investment banker to sort of defend the global capitalist system. And it's just interesting how things have worked out.
So do people actually listen to the Voice of America?
It didn't have many views on the YouTube channel downloaded it from. But it's there. And like I said, it is really what the sort of American government's opinion is, you know, put out there. As far as I'm aware.
What's your analysis then?
Well, that was part of it.
Neutral analysis.
Indeed. As neutral as anyone can get. Also, getting to what they actually said, it is noticeable how Voice of America really downplayed the chance of a trade war, saying it was a hot debate. And it generally assumes that China is breaking the international rules of trade by, say, subsidizing or dumping or buying up all the American dollars, which is the things that Trump has justified his tariffs for. And just saying that something needs to be done, not necessarily tariffs, but the general consensus of Voice of America is that China is breaking the rules and we need to do something. While on the CGTN clip, the Chinese clip, emphasizes that tariffs are bad for everyone, especially American consumers, and it doesn't really concede that China is breaking the rules. Instead, it puts forward the Chinese argument saying that Americans are buying too much Chinese stuff and that they want too high wages and that's their fault. And finally, it finishes on a very sort of positive note. You heard the uplifting music.
Uplifting music.
You should have seen it in the studio, listeners. It was going off. About how China's on the verge of having this great big opening up and it's going to be this big free trade nation, which maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I just thought it was interesting.
It is interesting.
It's really interesting.
Don't humor me.
I thought it was, I was actually listening to the clips this week and the American one. I thought it was quite interesting how he said Trump has to bypass Congress, right? Because they don't agree with it.
No, true. Yeah, I mean, the Republicans, because the thing, the Republicans are supposed to be the big free trade party. The idea that you're bringing in tariffs is supposed to be over in the 30s, the idea that it's being brought back.